Right, folks, 14 years ago, it sounded more like this.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Bowler with the Link Local Network. Link locally and connect globally. I'm really excited to bring you our first broadcast of the Link Local Network Reports.
So I like to play that clip because without Mike 14 years ago, building networking groups, reaching out to people, getting them to talk, we wouldn't be here. And so I like to play that clip just as a way of remembering Mike. I miss him, and without him, we wouldn't be talking. So today, we're going to get started, and we've got some people I've known for a long, 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 long time, as well as some people who I've known very short time, but without, we wouldn't be here. So I'm going to go with the newest dude. Christian, you there?
Hi, Fred. How you doing?
So I'm doing great. We're actually broadcasting, even though we had a late second glitch there. Christian Norris is the person, the dude, who after a year's work by the owner of our ISP at TCG Solutions, Christian came on and fulfill the promise made to me about a year and a half ago, which was they could deliver us that 7x24, 168 hour a week internet radio station that Mike and I dreamed of over a decade ago. And Christian was a dude that all of a sudden came in and actually got it working. Not only got the prototype working, but got the what we're broadcasting today. So, Christian, say hello. Tell everybody about yourself.
Hello, all. Well, my name's Christian, as you know. I was working with TCG Solutions for approximately 6 months, and it was kind of late in that 6 months that I got brought on with Fred's project, but it was really exciting. It was fun and interesting project trying to get up a radio. So I was grateful to be able to do it.
Well, so, and it's not only that, but if I remember correctly, you have a new addition to the family.
Yes, I do. Alexandra. And she's 7 months in teething.
Wow. Yeah, I've been there, as I think almost all of our guests have been there with the 7 month in teething, and my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, it's an event.
So I actually, my daughter just got back from driving. She's in the northern Chicago area, and she and her husband drove the camper down to Disney World. I think that's the one in Florida, and drove it back for the my two grandkids, 6 and 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I got to talk to her for a couple of hours yesterday because Dad was off. She's out for the summer, and Dad was off tending to the businesses they own. I got to talk to her for 2 hours because I think I'm the first adult she had to talk to after 3 days in a camper on the road with a kid, two kids.
Well, is that a three-day trip?
One way? They took four. But what it reinforced me to me was no matter how old they get, your daughters always need their dads.
Amen.
So what you doing these days? What's taking up your days without besides looking at video streaming for K-Fred?
As of late, I have been working with MSA Intel doing intelligence work. So it's something I'm just kind of transitioning into, OSINT, so open source intelligence, which has really been fascinating. I love to learn about new things and expand my knowledge base. So it's been exciting. It's been challenging at the same time, which is always good.
Okay, so I want to take a minute to remind people that you can chat live at kfred.com. Or you can call our dial-in number at 323-580-5755. So, Chris, I know you got a little one there to take care of, so we're not going to keep you long. Tell us about the research you've done on video streaming.
In what aspect? Related to voice over IP or related to streaming video streams in general, or are we talking specifically video for like KFred, for instance?
KFred TV, yeah. I was going to buy the domain tomorrow, so just so I know when we're going to bring it up. Just kidding, sir. Just kidding.
Well, you start working on it, and we'll get in there and get our hands dirty.
All right, Chris, thanks for showing up and having some fun.
Thank you, Fred.
We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Done the new. Now we're going to go to the, I hesitate to say old, because that phrase when talking to a woman never seems to go well. Long-term Uber network named Lynn. Lynn Lionhood, come on down.
I'm down. I'm ready.
So I met Lynn back in the
mic. Is this the hot seat I'm on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm on the hot seat.
You're on all the listeners in Fredland. And amazingly enough, I was actually kind of blown away by the stats of we're averaging 30 distinct listeners per day.
Oh, that's great.
And that's not bad for a station that's only been broadcasting for about 2 weeks.
That's not bad, but I think we should get it up to 35 today.
I'm hoping, you know, with the networks between the two Lynns on this call and the singing capability of the Greg, I'm thinking 35,000, which means TCG's got to upgrade us, but that's okay. So, Lynn.
So he's a singer and you haven't told me this?
Well, gotta have some fun.
Well, I'm gonna make some connections for him.
He's known as the dog singer. Actually, that's a great title.
Anyway,
so I've known you since Mike, and we're talking about you do a weekly, really, really interesting, humorous, in my feelings, productive networking event. And we're actually talking about, and I think we should, live streaming that event so everybody can meet the wide variety of folks you do, because not everyone, you know, wants to sit in front of a camera and Zoom. They just want to listen to it.
Good.
So what would you call it? Afternoon with Lynn?
I always call it Networking with Lynn. Actually, with my own company, there was this thing called Breakfast with Fran, which Lynn probably knows what that is. And that was with Fran Tarkenton. And I think they didn't tell me the rules really good. Of course, I don't read the rules real well and follow them, so that didn't help. But I think that you were supposed to have like a handful of people. Fran Tarkenton would come on. It would be a breakfast kind of an event. And I didn't know the rules. So I invited people. And the first one, I had 35 people. And I had not done any networking events ever before that. And I had so much fun, but it wasn't working out very well with this platform that they had built for us, because people had to be able to gather around your phone and hear Fran Tarkenton. And the problem was that the people who were closest to the phone could hear it, but the people in the back began to talk, and now the people in the front couldn't hear it either. And from those 35 people, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger until I had to break Fran's heart. Fran called me and said, I heard you're having 100 people show up for breakfast with Fran. And I was getting 100 people every 2 weeks. And I said, Fran, I had to throw you out. Now it's called Lunch with Lynn. And he said, I want to be your guest speaker. And he was my guest speaker. I mean, he was my guest speaker live, and it was great. But I made everybody dress in Chicago Bears stuff. I said, can be no purple in the room. I'm sorry. And it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. But I learned some things that I didn't know. I learned how interesting every single person can be. Everybody was like a book in the library with a story. And all I had to do was open that book, ask some really interesting questions, and not just about their business, but I wanted to get to know about all of them too. And all of a sudden it blew up. Here I am now 36 years later, and I absolutely love it. Of course, things come along like the pandemic that kind of blew everything out of the water. That could have ended it. But I said, you know what, that's just a chance for me now to recreate it. So I recreated it. And now instead of it being local to the Chicagoland area, although I was drawing people from everywhere, now I'm drawing people all across the world are coming. I'm getting people from Sweden and Switzerland and Italy and the UK. I'm just getting people from everywhere.
Okay, so just as a foretelling of the future, you mentioned the word pandemic in there, which means the down the rabbit hole question you face will be about the pandemic or a future pandemic or something like that. All right, so are we doing Lunch with Lynn on Thursdays?
Yes, we are. We're doing it every Thursday.
All right, so tell our listeners, since this is kind of a launch of at times shows, as Greg will be launching his today. When will you start streaming?
On July 11th. Is it the 11th? I think it's the 11th. Yeah, it's the 11th.
You heard that.
11's a lucky number, isn't it? I bet on 11 when I go to Vegas.
11 is a lucky number. See?
Yeah.
I don't know. My lucky numbers would probably be my grandkids' birthdays. And actually, I think my granddaughter was born on the 13th. It's kind of weird. I don't really know when they are because my daughter changes the celebration dates around based on how many family members can be there and when. But I think my granddaughter was, maybe it was the 23rd. Oh, well. So those would be lucky numbers. And then the number 2018 is a bad number. But 12/1/2018 was a very good number as well as 12. So I'm not sure about lucky numbers. I'm kind of weird that way.
So throw 11 in there. I'm going to tell you. July 11th is going to be a very lucky day.
Excellent. And what time?
Noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern.
So,
and then go figure out if you're in Switzerland, go look it up and figure out what time that is.
A little homework. I fully agree with that. Just want to remind callers, if you got questions for Lynn or any of our guests, 323-580-5755, or you can chat at kfred.com. And I just want to check the chat to make sure all is well. All is well and no callers. All right. So we got lunch with Lynn starting on the 11th at what time was that, Central?
Noon Central.
Noon Central.
PM Eastern.
Excellent. We'll be...
And 7 o'clock at night somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where, but I'm sure there is someplace that will be 7 o'clock.
So you know, folks, that we'll be getting the bio information up really quick. And so that way you can sign up to either be a live Zoom studio audience, or if you're just going to dial in, listen, and chat. So tell our listeners a bit about what they can expect to hear at Lunch with Lynn.
Oh, my goodness. It's like Thanksgiving dinner. That's what it's like. You know, there's a little bit of everything, and you just want to take a little taste of all of it. And you know that the dessert will be there, so you have to save a little room or make a bathroom break quick before dessert, because it is absolutely wonderful. I purposely make sure that I have some featured speakers. Those featured speakers get 5 minutes to speak about something. But I want you to know that I really thought this thing through. And because my meetings are 2 hours long, I want to make sure that I'm not wasting anybody's time. None of us have time to waste. So I make sure that there is something of value that you will take away, hopefully lots of value, but you will never leave without something of value. You will have learned something from AI to marketing tips to health and wellness tips to educational things, to coaching information, to information on from our insurance and financial professionals, from our small business people that help small business owners with all the things that they need. Plus, you get a plethora of all these other little pieces of the puzzle to fit in there that come from all walks of life and do all kinds of things. So we have young people, old people. They won't be able to see us, but we do have people of all different colors. So we've got a little bit of everything. It is definitely Thanksgiving dinner.
Excellent. All right. Where will people be able to, I'm assuming we'll have a sign up on KFRED.
Absolutely.
Where else can people sign up to be part of the Zoom audience if they want to attend in person?
Well, I'm going to tell you zoomwithlynn.com, but I want to put a little caveat in there. I heard that Zoom is doing some funny new things in the last few days, and because that's my domain name that I have that points them where they're going, I heard that Zoom's kind of screwing that up a little bit, so I'm not sure how long that will work, but for right now, that is working just fine.
All right. So, now to the fun part, down the rabbit hole. You mentioned the word pandemic.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Do I have to go 2 feet or 1 foot?
We'll find out. Because, you see, this comes with a new pandemic sponsored by government investment that gets out and breaks loose, which obviously is not really a conspiracy theory because that's already happened. But it causes the next stage of the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
You may have seen some of these bioweapons Thursday night on television.
Okay.
How will the zombie apocalypse change networking? What are the top three precautions you're going to have to put in place for in-person networking? Or will you run zombie-only networking events?
My networking events will, from now on, always be online. I terribly miss seeing people in person, as you know from somebody who's attended them. I like hugging everybody. With the zombie apocalypse, we weren't allowed to touch anybody. I don't know. If we were supposed to be 6 feet apart and I had 100 people, we would have been on a stinking block. We would have had to shout to each other with soup cans and string to be able to get everybody's information out. So that wouldn't have been good. So I'm not buying into this crap anymore. I'm just not. You know, whatever God's plan is what it is. I'm not putting that stinking mask on anymore because I can't breathe behind it. I'm just not. So I'm not going to worry about that. But the in-person events, there could be issues. And it's sad. It's very sad. I think it has had a really detrimental effect on a lot of people and a lot of things. I think it hurt a lot of businesses. I think it hurt a lot of people. I think it desperately hurt social skills. People are losing the edge on how to communicate with each other. And I think there's this inherent anger that built up during that time that is awful. We can't seem to get past that. So now I find people are less tolerant of talking to each other unless they think you are 100% in alignment with everything they think. You know what? That's crazy. And crazy is a good word. Because we all had a crazy Uncle Joe or somebody. And even though we loved Uncle Pete, crazy Uncle Joe was still pretty interesting to talk to. Crazy Uncle Joe and I didn't agree on a lot of things, but we talked. And that's the problem now. If you're only talking to people aligned with the things that you believe in and you like, your world gets smaller and smaller. And I think your brain begins to shrink. That's my personal opinion. And I think that even though I don't like Brussels sprouts, I'll try them from time to time and keep trying to tell myself that I am going to like them one day. I still don't. Look, I'm going to be 70 years old next month, and I really still don't like Brussels sprouts. And I'm pretty soon I'm just going to give it up on Brussels sprouts. I'm buying Brussels sprouts today. I'm going to serve them today. I still don't think I'm going to like them. But I think we should keep trying. And that's my problem, is I think that this pandemic made everybody just go off in their own little corner. That's terrible.
I don't disagree with what you say. The whole point of KFRED is to get people to talk to each other and communicate and actually build community rather than tear it down.
Right. And I'll share my Brussels sprouts with anybody who wants them because I'm not eating them.
And I'll eat the Brussels sprouts. I got no problem with them. I much prefer that to zucchini.
I don't want that one either.
I think I just heard a caffeinated question of what the caffeinated connections question for Tuesday. All right, Lib. So you've navigated the down the rabbit hole question. Anything you want to, what's the last thought you want to leave with our listeners?
Most important is, if you're genuinely interested in everybody, time goes by and you still won't lose touch with that person. Fred is somebody that I knew for years, and something happened, and like this big chunk of time, like years went by, and I didn't know what happened to Frank. I didn't know where he went. And then all of a sudden, God is just the most wonderful thing there is. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes Fred. And I
like
kept looking at him. It was sad. I had like 50 people on the call, and I wasn't paying any attention. Like 10 people went by. I don't even know what they said. And I kept looking at Fred thinking, he's in that little tiny box up in the corner of his box. I think I know that guy. And I was so glad when it was you, Fred. So I think if you genuinely care about people, time separating you for whatever reason, it all just went away. The minute I started talking with you, Fred, it was like no time passed. And I think that shows that just put people in your heart, treat them the way you want to be treated, genuinely listen to their stories. We all want to be heard, and we all have such wonderful stories inside of us. So that's my thought.
I'm down with that. There are those that would describe me much more as the coming plague or something like that, but that's okay. Thanks, Lynn. We're going to flip back to the male side now. And Mr. Markells, you out there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I am out here.
This is our next guest. Before I say it, 323-580-5755. You can dial in, ask questions, or chat live at kfred.com. I've had the pleasure of knowing for many years, Mr. Greg Markells. If you listen to Pillars of Franchising on this station, kfred.com, he is the cause of that head pounding music that once you hear it, you never ever miss it.
Are you trying to say that we created an earworm for your show?
Oh, it was great, man. You could tell. I mean, I always loved the guitar riff, but the Pillars of Franchise, that just pounded into people's heads, and you could just see it, that the guest is going, okay, yeah, we know where we're going.
The day you asked me to create an intro for that show, I was going to the studio to record a couple of my songs, and there was a team there of three guys, and they had more fun making the Pillars of Franchising 30-second intro than they did the whole rest of the day. Everything else was more like work, but they kind of let everything fall to the floor, and they just kind of went crazy. And you can tell in the sound of the riff that they were just going off. And that's why it's so good. It's because they weren't trying to do a formula. They weren't trying to do anything specific, just like, hey, let's just make this thing rock. And it was one, I wish you guys could have all seen it. I wish I would have videotaped it, but I'll never forget in my mind seeing the producer spinning around in his chair and the two guys playing the guitars jumping up and down and me just going, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing this.
So you guys did give me a 30-40 second chunk of video. I'll see if I can find it and post it to KFred, because they were having a rocking time on that. And I forgot
that there was video. Somebody else must have been there doing the recording. I can't remember. But yeah, okay. If it exists, you should put it out there.
I will. We'll make sure, because that takes us into C&G Songroads, which is.
C&G Songroads is the name of the project. And when I release music, it's the band name. So in other words, there is no specific band called C&G Songroads. But if I did form a band, it would be called C&G Songroads. And interesting story on the aside for that is C&G stands for Chipotle and Greg. There's Chipotle, I'm Greg, so C&G. And my grandson came up with the name. We were trying to name the band, and he said, why don't you just call it C&G's for Chipotle and Greg? Or he might have been talking about Chipotle and Grandpa, because that's a G also. Now that I think about it, I'll have to ask him, because he doesn't call me Greg. He calls me Grandpa. So anyway, it's a G either way. So that's C&G Songroads.
Even better. We're going to have to start calling this a Grandpa.
Chipotle and Grandpa. So, you know, that's the very first time in all the years since we called it C&G's that I even considered that possibility. It's probably because I'm talking to you, Fred. Fred, I don't know if you listeners know this, but when you look up in the Webster's Dictionary under Grandpa, there's no definition anymore. It's just a picture of Fred.
I'm down with that. I am Grumpy Grandpa.
Yeah. As long as you have Fred's definition down, you don't need the words to describe what a grandpa is.
I will tell you that I've been, as I added earlier at the beginning of the year, as part of the workout routine, cardiologist approved, lifting weights. And I can tell you, when I was in Chicago, swinging a 40 and 50 pound kid around, I was really glad I have been. So, Chipotle, tell us about Chipotle.
Well, he's responsible for this whole thing. And might as well start at the beginning. The beginning of the story is, without it, you don't understand any of the rest of it. I was taking guitar lessons which is a whole nother story for a whole episode later of the radio show. So I won't even mention too much about that, but I was writing my second ever song and my guitar instructor heard it and he said, that sounds like a commercial for anti-cruelty. And that statement is the reason this took off this way. Cause when Chipotle heard what the guitar instructor said, he said, Daddy, we need to start an animal rescue support campaign using the stories I tell you and the songs you write about them, and we'll change the world. We'll save a million pets by 2030. And that's what the dog said to me. And so, but the reason the song was so different, though, was it was simply the story of his life until we adopted him. Because we had never adopted a dog at an animal rescue shelter. We always went to the puppy store or went to a breeder and got our puppy. And this time we lost our dog in late 2013. And my daughter and my wife started searching online. And we were on our way to Flagstaff, Arizona in January for a vacation. So they found a shelter there and they saw his picture. And those who can see on the Zoom here, is you can see his picture. They fell in love with his picture. And so they stalked him online for weeks leading up to January to make sure he was still available. And we walked into the shelter on January 2nd, 2014. And there he is. Is Chipotle still available? Yes, he is. He had been there for 8 months. He was just waiting for us to come bring him home. But here's the thing. I'd never been inside of an animal rescue shelter before. I'd never seen all the people there caring for the dogs, cleaning the cages, feeding them, exercising them, working the adoption system. And they were mostly volunteers. So having seen all this for the first time, and then the story they told us about how Chipotle came to be at their shelter, and that is the song called My Second Chance. And again, that guitar instructor's comment about My Second Chance when he heard it is the reason I'm, you know, 12 songs later. And, you know, how many years is that? It's got to be almost 8 years since that happened, maybe more.
So,
maybe more.
Where can people hear the music?
Well, the best place to go is just go to KFRED, because that's the only place on earth. I've got a whole story about why I did not release all of the songs on the streaming platforms. I've only got two of the songs on the streaming platforms, and I'll probably eventually put them all out there, but the timing of when I do that will be strategic. But the only place on earth you can hear them right now, all at once, is on KFRED.
Yes!
So go to KFRED. I think they play, my time slot is 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time on Monday. So that whole 2 hours is now filled with the songs. And then I think they play at other random times. Fred, you can probably tell us more about that. But
yeah, they're in the general playlist. All right. So since I really wish I had been recording the video there, because that would have been the most awesome video commercial. But we'll have to chop the audio out and put it on for as a KFRED commercial. So we have the music. There's rumor of a weekly show.
Yeah, it's more than a rumor. Sneaky,
so tell us
Fred.
About it.
Sneaky. So, and for those of you, if you could see Fred, his face is going to be really twisted up, because this is the third time I've changed the name of the show. However, this is the official name of the show, because I had some strategic sessions with some people who have done a lot of market research and podcasting and all radio shows and all this stuff. And they convinced me that the name of the show needs, and now this name I had picked out for the segment of the show where we do a story and song from an animal's perspective. And I was going to call that segment Animals Unplugged. And this guy said to me, that has to be the name of the show. And he gave me, you know, 6 or 10 reasons why that was much better than the name I had picked out, which was Animal Voices and Versus Radio. And so now the segment of the show where we do the animal story and song is called Animal Voices and Versus, and the name of the show is Animals Unplugged. So there we go. You heard it. This is the first time Fred's hearing this, but it will not change again because all of the reasons why that's a better name remain. So. Then to change the name three times, yes, I do know better than that.
But at least you got it right before you went live.
Well, so the two words in Animals Unplugged are perfect words for the show, and it's short and sweet and to the point, and I like that.
I love it. So obviously there's a segment where animals are telling their stories. What else can listeners hear?
Well, I'm, of course, me being Greg Markels, and I have a co-host, Dr. Laura Katina, and her and I will be presenting lively conversations with the human heroes who are improving animal lives. And who could that be? Well, you know, listeners learn all the latest about the well-being of animals from these humans who could be heroes from animal rescue organizations, veterinary organizations, groomers, trainers, wellness people, therapy, healthcare, conservation, zoology, ecology, photography, and even pet parents with heartfelt stories will be guests on the show, which means there are millions of people with heartfelt stories about animals. And so it's going to be a wide variety, but with Dr. Laura's angle of medical expertise and all her experience with animals and the pet parents that bring them in, and with my experience with my rescue dog and the inspiration I got to even do this, and with my musical background, I think we're going to make a great team to bring you the most interesting content about animals on the radio and the internet and in podcasts.
In all of Earth culture, I'm down with that. So first, before I ask my next question, I want to remind everyone you can dial in at 323-580-5755 or chat at kfred.com. So I love the new title. I love the expanded list of who you're going to talk to, because those are all going to be interesting stories. I've been produced two different interviews with Gene Gallagher and Denise Tagala, Discover Rising Tides, with Dr. Laura Katina. And she blew me away on both of them. So I'm phenomenally happy that's going on. I love the title. When are we going to hear you with the initial broadcast?
Well, before I give you that, I'll give you that, but you have to understand there's a third co-host.
Ooh, big news.
Yeah, his name is CNG, and he'll be the co-host, the host of the Animal Voices and Versus segment. He'll allow the animals to speak through stories and songs from their perspective. Who is he? He's a superhero dog with a magic guitar named Hope. And when he strums his magic guitar, the healing sound waves go out and they turn animal abusers into animal rescue heroes with no knowledge of their misdeeds. And CNG is as the third co-host, he's probably going to surpass Dr. Laura and myself in popularity, but I'm okay with that.
I would guarantee it. I mean, Dr. Laura already surpasses you in popularity.
Admittedly so.
So it's, you're bound to be number three in that list, dude.
I'm
Everyone
okay with
knows that.
That
ahead of time.
If we can save a million pets by 2030, as Chipotle asked me to do, I don't care how we do it. I don't care who's more popular.
All right. So when are we starting?
Okay. Now, I believe nothing's guaranteed in this life, but I believe it's going to be Monday, August 5th. We'll be dropping our first episode at 8 a.m. Pacific time on KFred Radio. And then with any luck at all, we'll have a long, long, long string of weekly shows that drop on Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific. From now until we save a million pets and maybe more.
You heard it, folks. August 5th. All right, my friend. Now you ready to go down the rabbit hole?
Absolutely.
given that AI is taking over everything and the ongoing, we'll say, Borg-like interfaces for humans into computers, will the pets of the future have brains that are AI enhanced so that they can actually speak? Or what other AI cybernetic implants will pets of the future have that human veterinarians and animal shelter folks will have to contend with?
Well, I know that someone somewhere will come up with a device that when a dog barks, it comes out with a human word.
I'm expecting that.
I have no idea if it's going to be accurate. But just knowing human beings and how we act, somebody's going to invent that. And they'll try to sell it to all the pet owners for tons of money so they can say that your pet can now talk to you. But myself, I'm doubting how accurate it's going to be.
Yeah, but that would be I love it. So the path then is to build the device now to be the first ones out with it. And you're already taking that first step with the animal voices stories.
Well, yeah, but it takes so many hours to take an animal story and convert it to a song. I've taken the long way. I'm climbing up Mount Everest and down the other side to get it done where, you know, we'll see if AI can cut some of the task down on that.
Going up's the hard part. Coming down, yeah, well, as long as you don't care how you get down Everest, you're so. All right, my friend. So we'll let you go quiet, and we're going to go back into Lynn territory. Another Uber Lynn or Lynn Uber networker. Lynn Schussler-Williams, come on down, ma'am.
Hello, Fred.
So Lynn's my favorite person in Kentucky.
I bet I'm the only one you know in Kentucky.
Well, no, actually, I used to go down to Kentucky quite a bit. I would fly into Louisville. Mm-hmm.
Louisville. Say it like you have rocks in your mouth, Fred.
Yeah. And it was where Colonel Sanders, the county that Colonel mm-hmm. Sanders was.
Shelby County.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, maybe down by Corbin, maybe.
All I know is I went east.
Yeah.
And then the first major one I turned and went north for quite a while.
Okay.
Black Angus Farm. Yeah. Interesting place. So, Lynn.
So, Fred.
You have a very interesting conference.
I do. In fact,
it's
one of the things that I do because I want to be in it. It is, you know, not my main business or anything, but it is definitely something that I founded because I wanted to be a part of it. It's called the Be More Conference for Women.
You're supposed to let me say that part. But
Oh, sorry.
It's the Be More Conference. How often is it each year?
It's twice a year at the moment, and spring and fall.
Okay. So,
You
have do you all crowd together in like the Louisville football stadium, basketball stadium?
No, it's a virtual conference. Oh. So it's online only. And it is women from all over the world. We have women show up generally from the English-speaking world, you know, the UK, New Zealand, Australia, India. But we also had people from Romania and the Ukraine and Africa. So it is a sprinkling of international women, but mostly women from North America.
Okay, so they all come to see whom? Hmm. What's the other than the obvious Be More?
Yeah,
you know, it's like K Fred. You know, there's K Fred in there. It just more of what's in KFRED. So tell us more of what's in Be More.
So the Be More conference was created to be a platform for women who had a great message to bring to other women, but they weren't famous yet. They weren't on Oprah yet, right? And it was also created to be a connection conference. So, you know, a lot of times you go to these online events and you might as well be watching a YouTube video, right? For mm-hmm. all the connection that's really there. You're just in your house by yourself and, you know, you're watching it. It might as well all be recorded. But this is not like that. It is a connection conference where even though there are speakers and there's a theme every time that the speakers all weave through, there are lots of opportunities to not only meet and interact with the speakers, but to meet and interact with all the other attendees. So that's what really makes this different than your typical online conference.
So how do you bring speakers in?
So for each conference, we have a 1 month window when speaker applications are open. And so people find us all kinds of ways. People find us through networking. People find us through word of mouth. People find us through all the kind of typical ways on social media, that sort of thing. And we do a lot of promoting that the speaker applications are open. June 2024 was the month that the speaker applications for the fall conference, for instance. So, yeah.
All right. So how many speakers will be there for the fall conference?
Well, that is yet to be determined. Ask me that on July 2nd, Fred.
Wow. July 2nd is going to be a big day. There's a whole lot of people I'm talking to that day. Big opportunities for KFRedLand. All right. So July 2nd, you're going to know who's going to be speakers this fall. For next, that would seem to indicate that the next speaker opening for the Be More conference is in what, January?
Yeah, probably December.
Okay.
Probably December of 2024 will be the next window. That's usually the month for the spring. I say usually because every now and then the calendar throws us some difference. Like the fall window is usually July, but this year because of the calendar, it was June. So, but it has almost always been December for the spring one.
All right. So what do you look for in the speakers for the Be More conference?
You know, this is an opportunity for women who have some amazing message to bring. So we have women who are subject matter experts. We have women who are coaches of all kinds of varieties. We've had book coaches and financial coaches, and we've had lots of different authors. Women who are really invested in and excited about their message that they have to bring to the world, then we're excited to help them do that.
That's awesome. And I know where we're going. So the magic word for your down the rabbit hole question would be bourbon.
Bourbon. I do live in bourbon country, Fred.
Exactly. So therefore, we're going down the rabbit hole with bourbon. Just wait for it, though. All right. So
okay.
when you're not building your online conference,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Well, the main piece of my business, my primary business, is I'm a certified Reset It specialist. So that is a process based on neuroscience and quantum physics that I teach to my clients. Their basic lesson is in two sessions, and I teach them this process to get out of their own way, to get rid of the old programs. You mentioned it earlier. You said the word programs, and I was like, that's the deal, Fred. So the ways we're all programmed as kids, you know, you don't get to be an adult human without having received input from the people who raised you, teachers, friends, siblings, spouses, bosses, all the people, right, that turn into kind of filters through which we see ourselves in the world. And we also receive those same kind of messages from society, right? Social programming. What's it mean to be smart? What's it mean to be a woman? What's it mean to be a man? What's it mean to be, you know, fill in the blank? Those are social programs. And so we all are subject to those getting in our way. So, and this helps you get out of it.
Okay. So I think I just, you kind of likening it to programming. In a sense, what you're talking about is like we're human computers. And we've got too many programs going around in ourselves, some going rogue, and therefore we need to reset ourselves. So you're kind of like the three-fingered salute. Control, Alt, Delete, restart the computer. Clears out all the memory.
So what happens, Fred, when you hit Control, Alt, Delete? What are you resetting it back to?
Default state.
Right. It's original, clean slate, correct?
Correct. Therefore, I can
see
what I need.
So that's a great analogy in that all of us come into this life without having had that input from outside sources. We haven't heard from our parents, our teachers, our spouses, our bosses, all of those, and society. We're there with a clean slate. We show up here, if you will, as our authentic selves. And that's what we get to reset to.
Excellent. I love that. I actually understand now.
I'm always afraid, Fred, when you come up with an analogy, but that one was pretty good.
it was a true Uber geek analogy. So now we're going to go down the rabbit hole.
Okay.
From reprogramming ourselves with a Control Alt Delete to Bourbon Land. You are in one of the, well, I don't know, Kentucky is probably known throughout the world as the number one place to get bourbon, right?
And baseball bats, yes.
Yeah, that's true, too. I've been using Louisville Sluggers.
We have several things we're known for besides bourbon, horse races. You know.
Yeah, we're going with bourbon.
Okay.
So there have been enough cases, news stories in the that I've seen lately online. And in LA news about people showing up in total stealth suits at crime scenes where there was somebody there. So in other words, positing that aliens are among us. So in an alien invasion, how would you recommend Kentucky bourbon to aliens who have never had? How would you describe Kentucky bourbon to aliens who have never had bourbon? And then explain why yours is the best.
Oh my gosh, Fred. I never would do that.
You wouldn't tell you wouldn't push bourbons to aliens?
I would never do that, but I'll give you this. Okay, so I have two fun bourbon stories that I'll give you, and maybe I would show these to the aliens just to go along with your thing. So I walked into a coffee shop in Louisville one time, and behind the counter, they had a wooden framed sign up, and it said, "Roses are red, poems are hard, bourbon."
I can deal with that one. As somebody who doesn't drink bourbon.
That's kind of how it is here, right? That's the answer to everything. And then the other one is we live in the Ohio River Valley where we get we have like a tornado alley here and we get lots of big changes in the weather. People say if you don't like the weather in Louisville, stay 20 minutes, it'll change. And so I would say there's a meme that I love that says, Mother Nature says, you can't have all four seasons in 1 week. And Kentucky says, here, pull my bourbon. So there you go. I might show those to the aliens just to make you happy.
I love it. All right. So you successfully navigated down the rabbit hole and back up. Any last thoughts for our listeners?
Well, you know, the one thing I would say that we didn't talk about is the place that the Be More Conference came from. And it is all free. There's no revenue generating in it. And it is a international community of women called Uprising Unstoppable Powerful Women. And they can find that and me, find, uprising.com. And they're all welcome to come and network and connect and have fun. So there you go.
Excellent, ma'am. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. So we've got one person that showed up as a guest who may or may not have been expecting to be interviewed, but they were silly enough after this many down the rabbit hole questions to not have gone and done this. So after reminding our listeners, they can dial in at 323-580-5755 or chat on the site. Deanna Brakefield, you want to come on down?
Hello, Mr. Fred.
So, hi, Deanna. Deanna, for those of you who are listening, she was Lynn's guest. Now the question would be, which Lynn? And if you call in or chat and ask that question, you win a chance to win one of our new K-Fred t-shirts in the K-Fred cart or in the K-Fred shopping site on kfred.com. How many times can I say K-Fred? We don't want to figure out. So, Deanna, where are you coming from?
I am coming from Birmingham, Alabama.
You kind of heard the y'all in there, but you know that could also put you in Kentucky where Lynn is. So Lynn slips with the y'all. So
we're close.
Where, Birmingham, Alabama, did you say?
Yes, sir.
I think I've been through there.
Most people have at least once or twice, even if they never got off the interstate.
That's probably about the size of it. So are you native to Birmingham?
I am born and bred here, lived here my whole life except for a brief stint in Montevallo, which is about an hour south. So
why do you, since we met at Lynn's event, why do you like to go to Lynn's event?
Honest answer, I didn't at first. She tried to traumatize me. I showed up at the first one that I went to, and I got maybe 30 seconds to talk about my business for just a second, which was fine. That was what I was expecting. That's typical of networking. And then she mentioned something called the newbie call. See, Lynn likes to get to know people, and she's a very big people person. So I made the mistake of showing up to the newbie call, and that's where she really gets into who you are and what your business is, and she tries to make a personal connection. And so she says, tell me about you. And I said, well, I'm in digital marketing and I work with health and wellness people, and I never got to say another word. Like, I didn't even get to continue telling her who I was, because as she puts it, she has our human Rolodex that just went off. And suddenly we were in a Zoom call a day or two later with 20 people I had never met, and the rest was just history.
The one-on-one call. You went in unarmed.
I didn't know I needed to be armed.
Yeah. So digital marketing.
Yes, sir.
How long you been doing it?
Coming up on 2 years.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's been a wild roller coaster.
So since we'll talk digital marketing a bit. All right, so now I'll generate some hate mail. Are you of the TikTok mentality?
Absolutely not.
Oh, thank God.
I have never, not once, nor will I ever recommend that my clients use Chinese spyware.
Excellent answer. I was just going to, I was actually talking to somebody the other day, and they're into TikTok, but they said to me, the problem with TikTok is you can't get more than maybe a 90-second thought out.
Yeah, that's a huge problem, which I thought it was funny that Facebook tried to integrate the same feature with their reels, but hey, go for it. You do you.
And I watch Facebook pushing threads, and I've been doing that enough digital marketing for a while that, like, do I really need another site to scroll through watching other people talk 90 seconds gibberish? Boy, I'm old. All right, so let's not talk about digital marketing anymore because it just makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
I look at how much time is lost, how much computer power is wasted into it, that if you could take that all that, ooh, now we're going back to Lynn Geeky. If you could take all that CPU power and put it toward solving world hunger or something like that, we'd be far better off. But no, we scroll through everything and they want to give us more of the crap. So, yeah. What else do you like in marketing?
But no, marketing, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about making sure that your message is really clear and that the people you want to hear it, hear it. So, I mean, regardless of which way you choose to market your business, your message is your most important part. It's what gets you, it's your first and last impression with most people.
I must be marketing crazy.
Why do you say that?
Because that's usually the first and last impression of, dude's crazy.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Hey, Lynn will tell you, I'm authentic.
Which one?
Both. So, when you're not marketing, no, actually, I'm gonna go back to a one marketing question for you. In marketing, what do you find most businesses do wrong besides not doing enough?
I was going to say the main thing is they play the wait and see game, but that's the not doing enough. They try to do too much. So you'd see a business owner gets on Facebook, for instance, and they say, well, let's do Instagram. Let's do LinkedIn. Let's do Pinterest. Let's build a website. Let's start a podcast. And suddenly they're spending 40 to 50 hours a week on their business and it has nothing to do with their business. They don't understand the consistency that goes into marketing. And so not only are they overspread out, but they become sporadic in what they're doing and then they stop because they just overwhelm themselves.
Fair enough. Now, I like to find out about people. So
Okay. When
you're not networking and you're not Zooming and you're not marketing, yeah, who cares? What's that favorite hobby of yours?
What are hobbies? I have 7 kids, so I kind of forgot what those were a couple of years back.
You're in the 7 kid hobby thing. I understand. So what age range?
2 to 23.
The 23-year-olds, they're not your problem anymore. The 2-year-old, yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah, I've still got 4 at home, and they're 2 to 18.
Yeah. As I said, I'm glad I'm a grandparent. I only gotta take care of them some of the time. I will tell you, I was talking to my daughter yesterday, and there was when I was raising her and I also raised a stepdaughter through teenagehood. And when they were going out, as they got old enough, I gave them one very simple rule and I called it the driveway rule. And the driveway rule stated, for a better understanding was, you always saw in the news, still do to these days, some poor schmo standing at the end of a driveway with all kinds of TV cameras going off. And they're going, no, I didn't know my kid was doing that or my brother or something like that. And they look like total morons on TV. And so my thing was, you will never do it. If you're going to go do something, you think about it. And if that's got a chance of putting dad out at the end of the driveway, you don't do it. Well, 2 years ago, my daughter calls me up and she apologizes for the time she disappeared. And she said, my grandson, who was four at the time, disappeared. And she's running inside, running outside, screaming her lungs out. And all of a sudden she thought, oh my God, I'm going to be at the end of the driveway in sweatpants and pink fluffy slippers.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
So now this past trip, I told her yesterday as we were talking, I said, the past trip I was in there, she was feeling sick and Michelle and I were watching the kids and I turned my back to go pull in the garbage can so no one else had to, and the outside the two kids disappeared. And I used not grandpa voice, I used full-throated dad voice, screaming outside, screaming in the house, not getting anything, running around, making kids playing basketball look at like, who the bleep? And as I told her, I said, during that moment, I was flashing back to the first time she disappeared on me, and I was right back there.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand being a grandparent's far better because you don't got to worry about that many disappearances. So I feel for you. So
I don't know. I have so many kids that when I get to be grandma, that's probably. I'm going to be right there with Lynn Lionhood, and I'm going to end up having 20 kids running through my house, and none of the adults know what's going on except for maybe me.
So we've had a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and we've had AI, and we've had alien invasion.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a free-for-all. So what I'm going to ask you is, with a tribe of 20, what enhancements in AI will you need to keep them all in line?
Oh, my gosh. Can I say that I need to chip them all? That way I've got GPS locators on them all?
Ooh, you're taking us down the Borg era. Fair enough answer. So, what message would you like to leave our folks since we have gone down the rabbit hole and come back?
Be yourself, whether you're talking about your real life or your business or even your marketing, it doesn't matter. Your authentic self is the one that people are going to like, not the fake mask that you put up.
Well,
and I don't think I talked long enough.
Yeah, well, I could use a couple of more seconds there. I hate computers. Even though I have 19 in my office. Almost there. Almost. God, I got to get rid of some of his stuff. There we go. Okay. So, folks, thanks for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another glimpse of K. Fred Land and those who inhabit it. I'm going to take you out with our K. Fred music. That is actually AI written. And it was one of the 10 I did, I actually did like. So go out, have a discussion with somebody that's different from you, and actually listen. It kind of freaks people out when you do. You can be funny. Otherwise, I wouldn't exist. But talk to people. We're all human, at least until the implants happen. See you again 2 weeks, folks.
We're gonna dance like it's our last night alive. Hands up in the air. We're reaching for the sky. Don't look in back now, baby. We're ready to fly. The beat keeps pumping, flowing through our veins.
Okay.